on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not a blue moon. No. It's a hunter's moon. You saw a hunter's moon. We saw it this morning at 6:30, as bright as can be with the sun coming up. It didn't matter. Hunter's moon, one of the brightest moons. Okay, you're in the clubhouse. Welcome. It's October 19th already. Will Robbins Golf. You know, he teaches in a group setting, and he says teaching as a group brings out the best in you. I'm really curious about why he says that. And if so, with that attitude, Little League Golf that's coming on strong could make a lot of very strong U.S. players. We're going to talk to Will Robbins Golf and Will Robbins right after this. First, we need to thank our sponsors.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Absolutely beautiful day for a round of golf. If you'd like to play at Poipu, there's a 7:50 tee time, and the Hawaii Hotel Association's going out early. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. I was at Will Robbins Golf, WRGolf.com, and I was, of course, doing a little research about Will Robbins, and he had me thinking about, you know, the meaning of existence, and then I was laughing hysterically about why I ought to and how I need to quit the game of golf because it's so frustrating. Why am I playing? So between laughing and contemplating and crying, let's get to the story. Will Robbins, welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me on, Danielle.
Absolutely. If you've heard Will Robbins' name, you may, it's like, where did I hear that? Will and his wife Amanda survived the tsunami in Indonesia in December of 2004 off the coast of Thailand. You were sitting contemplating your last day on your honeymoon. What to do? Shall we go just, you know, hang out at the pool, have a drink? Should we go for a hike? Should we go out and see some more sights? And then screaming started. I mean, tell us just a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, we were just sitting there in the lobby of the hotel trying to decide exactly what you said. You know, should we sit by the pool? Should we go out on the boat? And the next thing you know, yeah, screaming in every direction. And to begin with, I thought it was screams of joy of people getting off the boat, coming onto the island, which I thought was extreme, but it was a nice place.
Right.
Shortly after that, we realized, you know, that it was screams of actually people, you know, of death. And shortly after that, everyone was running in every direction. And my wife and I, not knowing really what was going on, thought that, you know, possible terror attack. I mean, it was the Bali bombing had just happened. I mean, 9/11 was not far behind us. So rather than realizing it was a tsunami and running, I don't know where you'd have run to, but we ended up inside one of the offices inside the hotel, inside the lobby, and then the next thing you know, just the loudest explosion you could ever imagine. But the explosion never stopped. It just kept on rumbling and roaring, and the whole hotel was shaking, and my wife and I were on the ground holding each other's hands, looking in each other's eyes, and my wife turned to me and said, "This is it, isn't it?" And as I said, no, the whole room imploded. The wall smashed me through the wall and my wife through the ceiling, and we were split apart, and we went on a underwater ride, tumbling underwater, and that was the end of that life as I remember it. You know, out of breath, I'd lost my wife and had been crushed to death, and I tumbled around and realized, you know, this is, well, I thought to begin with, this isn't the way I die, and shortly after that, I realized it was, and on my very last breath, I decided, you know what, just, you know, I'm not going to quit, but I know this is it. And as I said that, I popped out of the water,
Oh.
And there I was, about 400 yards out into the middle of the ocean. I'd gone the whole way across the island, whole way out to the other side of the island, into the middle of the ocean, and my wife was there about 3 feet away from me.
That's incredible. That is incredible. When I heard that you two popped up out of the ocean after being smashed by goodness knows what else, everything that the ocean would drag in with you, you've been then all of a sudden you come up out of the water, and there you see your wife. That in itself was a miracle to me. And then as I continued watching, and you can find this and experience this, and you really should, because when I watched it, it was changing for me and the way I look. When you said, when your wife, Amanda, said, as they were contemplating, I mean, you said, at least I'm doing better than those people under those white sheets. I mean, you know, you've got a broken clavicle. Her pelvis is shattered. She can't feel anything from the waist down. But you know you're in better shape than a lot of people around you. Over 300,000 people died that day. And when you talk about all those people who had potential, who had their lives ahead of them, and she said, what am I going to do in my life to make up for their life as well? Because I made it, and they didn't. Those are powerful, profound words.
Yeah, and I mean, that's one of the things that you get from that experience is, you know, I mean, and not in a negative way, but it's not a burden. It's just that it's that driving force inside you that makes you feel like, you know, I've never questioned why, because that would open up too many emotions. But yes. I've just realized it happened, and there's a purpose, and I've got to go about that every single day and push towards, you know, doing it for those who passed. And I realize now that, you know, from my journey, when I got back, I had been a playing professional. I had been just signed a 3-year contract to play professionally, and was on my path to my dreams of playing on the PGA Tour. And I realize now that the way that I can give back is not by playing the game, but it's actually by coaching the game and sharing my passion for teaching and playing the game of golf and making it fun again. And so that's been the journey ever since.
I guess, you know, when I watch your videos, and you can find Will Robbins Golf online, just wrgolf.com. But in addition to that, try to find some of the YouTube clips, because he's very, very funny. But when you present it with an enthusiasm that I can understand, knowing your backstory, that everything you do with gusto. I mean, it's like you put everything into it. And we're going to talk about your coaching and why. I thought to myself, this is interesting. You don't believe in coaching individually. You believe in coaching as a group. And I'd like to get into that. But first, we're going to take our first commercial break, and we'll be back right after this. We're talking with Will Robbins. Will Robbins Golf Coaching. He's in Sacramento. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound. Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuli LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're talking with Will Robbins. Will Robbins Golf. And before you go and look at his 7 most effective ways to quit the game, let's talk about getting better. He's got a great coaching program. Will Robbins, tell us why a coaching and not, do you call yourself an instructor? You're a coach and not an instructor.
Yeah, I think there are a few key points behind that. I feel that the first thing is that a coach works with their players to get the best out of them. You know, they're really there knowing that the player has potential, and they've got to figure a way to get it out of the player. And I think an instructor often is based upon, I have the information you need, I have the fix for you, and I'm going to apply it to you. And that doesn't make lasting change. We all know that lasting change comes from when we start to get it from internal to external. And so that's one of the key things with being a coach, I think, is that you're trying to bring the result out of your player rather than impose changes on them.
I like that. An instructor that I've been working with gave me a really great... He said, okay, this is, I see a great swing in you. Let's see if we can bring that out. Is that what
Absolutely.
You're talking about?
Absolutely. Exactly. And how are we going to do it to you? Because obviously everybody's an individual. And how are we going to relate it? You know, can we relate it to what you do in your personal life, in your business life, and try and make those same connections that, you know, we talk about having to think the right way, having to play the right way, and having to practice the right way. And if you look at that as a formula of a success, well, that's the same then in business, in the stock market, in cooking. You know, you follow a recipe, you follow it each time, you're going to start to get the same results. And so that's really the fun part of it, is that you're finding the individual's recipe, you know, or their equation for success, not just imposing one on everybody.
Yeah, and every time you cook something, you add a little bit of your own, right? So as
you learn
more, you kind of understand your body a little bit more and what works best for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so when you were putting all this together, you said that you were just starting teaching, and in your introduction, you talked to your life changing after the tsunami, that you couldn't understand. People were coming to you and they said, I don't want to slice the ball. I want to hit it further. I wish I could be more consistent. I hate bunkers. But they didn't seem to know what they really wanted. Can you tell us a bit about that? What do we need to, when we go talk? Yeah, tell us about that.
Absolutely, yeah. I think what we've got to ask ourselves is that we say we want to fix our slice. And then what a pro tends to often do is give you what you want. But a coach gives you what you need. See, so as a coach, I will say to my player, well, what would you get if you stop slicing the ball? Oh, well, I'd be more consistent. Okay, well, then what would that give you? Well, I'd shoot lower scores. Okay, well, what would that give you? Well, then I'd enjoy the game more. And then I turn to them and say, well, can I give you what you need to enjoy the game more and shoot lower scores? Because that may not be slicing the fixing the slice. It could be improving your short game, improving your club selection off the tee box. I'm not sure yet, but I've got to go and play 9 holes with you and start to figure out exactly how to get you to your goal the simplest and quickest way, because most of us don't have a ton of time to practice. Most of us, you know, don't don't take all of those things that you learn a lesson and apply them straight away. So how do we make those changes with as minimal amount of change, but still get the result that we're looking for?
I like that. So go to your coach and say, you know what, I want to have more fun on the golf course. Let's figure out how I can do that. More fun means getting better?
Yeah.
Yeah, then let's how can I get better? And instead of going to your instructor, your coach, and saying, you know, I need to do this, you have more faith in the person you've chosen. It's sometimes difficult to find the right person for you. Do you recommend going to multiple, let's say you were in Hawaii or in New York City, somebody's listening, maybe in Los Angeles. You go in your neighborhood and go visit a couple, right?
Yeah, go and visit a couple, and really also, I talk to my coaches about their background and what they're currently doing. My coaches are all playing professionals that work for me, and they still play competitively because they have to remind themselves each day that when you go out there and play, you know, this game can be tough, it can hurt, you know, and it can be upsetting and frustrating. And so you've got to keep that ability to relate to someone and not just say, well, just do it, you know, just stop doing that. It's not that easy for one of our players or customers, let's say, to make that change. And so you have to be on that same playing level with them and relate to them. So I'm always looking for a pro who in the area has a reputation for being a good playing professional, because he's then going to teach you not so much about the swing, but the game of golf. And here's a quick question you can ask them. What are the fundamentals of the game of golf? And what you're going to hear from 90% of professionals is posture, grip, alignment. Okay, correct answer if I asked you, what are the fundamentals of the golf swing? But I asked you, what are the fundamentals of golf? The fundamentals of golf are having the right mindset to play this game. It's knowing how to practice with a purpose, and it's knowing how to manage your game. Those are the fundamentals of scoring and playing the game of golf. And I think a lot of pros, which is not a problem, but they've become swing instructors, so they're there to help you fix your swing. I think swing is 5 to 10% of the game of golf. The rest is where we really need to be focusing our time.
Okay, is that why when you said that you went out and shot a 90, and you know when you should be shooting a 70, and you were embarrassed, and you realized that you had to change your approach to the game?
Yeah, I played collegiate golf. I had a full scholarship. I was playing phenomenal. And when I decided to turn professional, I realized I need to, well, I believed I need to rebuild my swing. And I spent several years working on it, and it was phenomenal. I mean, it was amazing on the driving range. And I would go on the golf course and was totally lost. I did not know how to put it in play and felt like I'd lost my total game. And I went to a tournament in Florida, and I went out there and shot 90 and came off the golf course literally, I mean, in tears. Just, I had no idea what was going on. And it doesn't matter whether you're Rory McIlroy or if you're a 32 handicap. When you lose your confidence out on the golf course and you start to think too much, when you overthink your golf swing, you fall to pieces. And what I realized then was it was time to go back to what I knew best, which was just see where I want the ball to go and trust that I've got a swing to do it. And that was really a one of those learning lessons for me that I can really relate to my college players and scratch golfers who come to me saying, I need a better swing. And I can tell them personally my story that I get it. I know what you're thinking, but try not to go down the road that I went down. You know, let's really talk about the mental and the physical. One of the guys, for example, Isaac Sanchez, he's a Sasquatch on the Big Break. He's one of my students, and I've never worked with him on his full swing. All we've ever worked on is his mental approach. And he's, you know, he just shot 10 under in his last event this weekend, and he's playing phenomenal golf, but purely is based around when you're thinking good, when you're feeling good, and you get out your own way, guess what? You play great golf.
Awesome.
When
you Now, how to practice, you know, because obviously to get to the right mindset, you've got to have a pretty good game already, right? I mean, so how do we practice?
Well, we talk about purposeful practice. And so what we tend to see for the listeners out there, the biggest problem we have is we practice with absolute ease and relaxation. We're on the range and we're striping it and hitting it great on a Friday night, and it's all there and I'm ready for the tournament. I'm relaxed, I'm breathing, and life is good. And on Saturday morning, we wake up, and it's, right, I've got to play the best golf of my life today. We add all sorts of pressure. We add a target. We add a score. We add expectations. And we go out there, we slow down, we overthink, and we try. And we play terrible. And then on the back nine, when we decide that our round's so bad that there's no point in really trying, we kind of decide to give up and let go and shoot a great back nine. And then we wish if we could have only played that way on the front nine. And we keep repeating that over and over again. And what we need to start to do is practice with pressure. Say I'm going to hit 10 putts from 4 feet and I'm going to make 10 in a row. And until I make 10 in a row, I will not leave this golf course. When you get to the 8th and 9th putt, you're going to be really nervous because you know you might have been there an hour still working on this game. And then when you get on the golf course, take the pressure off and just say, you know what, no expectations today. I'm just going to go in there and just enjoy it. And for the business people out there, it's the sale. When you go into a sale and you try and oversell it and you try and you go, 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 you'd kill the sale. When you go in there and realize I have the product that they need, it almost just happens naturally. And it's the same thing in golf. So really start to practice with purpose and start to play the game enjoying it.
I love it. And this is Will Robbins, Will Robbins Golf. He's in Sacramento. And is there a place nearby where someone likes to fly into Sacramento? Where would you stay nearby to go to your school?
Yeah, absolutely. We do a 3-day coaching intensive, which is actually 3 days on the golf course. We go out there and we teach you the three keys, and we call them the keys. It's unlocking the game. And they fly right into Sacramento, and we put them right up there in the Embassy Suites right on the river, and we play golf for 3 days. And we've had wonderful success with that. The other thing that we've got is our online coaching program, and that is a series of videos and software that tracks your practice, tracks your play, but takes you step by step through the learning process. And it shows you videos of what to do on the golf course. Go out today, give you an example, go out today and intentionally hit the ball as badly as you can. Just go out there. We call it the nutter game.
That's
go
not hard.
And, yeah. Go out and intentionally hit it out of bounds. Go out and intentionally hit it in the bunker. Leave it in the bunker. You know, go out there and intentionally miss putts. And what you're going to start to find is the pressure falls off and you can hit every shot you wish you didn't hit. But you realize you can actually hit the shots you don't like. Now, the golf ball doesn't know if it's a good or bad shot. The club doesn't know if it's a good or bad shot. You know if it's a good or bad shot. And what it does is it takes you through this ability to start to swing with freedom that you're like, well, the ball's going to go where I believe it's going to go. And, you know, some people say, well, that's frou-frou. But, hey, when you know you're going to miss a three-footer and you get over it and have a terrible stroke, it was missed before you hit the shot. And this game, the nutter game, really lets you free it up and start to have some fun. And that's where the video, The 7 Most Effective Ways to Quit the Game of Golf, came from. Was I'd lived through this experience and saw my life changing, and I wasn't on the path of playing anymore. And I've got people coming to me all upset and frustrated and miserable about golf. And I'm like, get over it. Either quit or learn how to play the right way. Have some fun out here and let's just have a joke. And so, like you said, there's the video, how to take 4 shots to get out of a bunker, how to get the yips. You know, it's just, let's break it and realize it's a fun game when you play it. But when you try and perfect it, it is misery. And so, you know, for any of the listeners, if you go onto wrgolf.com, you'll see the online coaching program, and we do a discount. It brings it down to $97, and I put a code in there for us, Daniel, called, and it's just Hawaii.
Oh, cool.
And that will
Thank
give
you.
All the listeners the opportunity to get that. And like I said, it will basically take you through our program and give you those ideas. And love to see any of you over in California and come out for the 3-day intensive. And you can just email us at will@wrgolf.com. But golf's fun. Life is short, so enjoy it. And sometimes to do that, you have to just go down the opposite way. So that's why I would suggest watching the 7 Most Effective Ways to Quit Golf. You can see it on YouTube and have a good laugh about how silly this game can be sometimes.
You know, before we go, we need to explain a couple of those because they're just so completely unexpected. When I was watching, I'm laughing the whole time. Okay. Now the question that I started the show with. You talk about how teaching individually isn't as effective as teaching as a group. So you have, and why do you say that?
A few key reasons. Number one is that the teacher, the coach, can no longer overteach. And we've all been in a lesson where, you know, you've had the third or fourth piece of information given to you within the third minute, and your brain is starting to get overloaded, and you just walk away with way too much information. And so what it allows the coach to do is say, okay, Danielle, here's this drill I want you to do. I want you to just do this 15 or 20 times in a row and get a feel for it, and back off and let you do it and let you get that experience and let you get that understanding. And then as I'm working with another player, when I come back in to work with you, you're going to give me feedback. I'm not going to try and fix you. You're going to tell me how the experience was for you. So we're working through you rather than with, you know, me fixing. And so what that allows you to do is actually inside a lesson, be in more what we call a facilitative practice, where you're starting to get the results actually happening in a lesson rather than the pro standing behind me, it worked, but when he walked away, it was all gone. Well, we walk away 25 times in a lesson, so each time we come back, we can try and rebuild it the way it's meant to be so you get the results when we're not there, because that is the goal, is to get the results when you're not there. The other thing about coaching in a team is you're around other people, which means there's a little bit of pressure, which means when we're in a team, I have two of you pair up and say, okay, let's see who can make the most from 4 feet in a row. Now you've got that added pressure, which is exactly what you put on yourself when you play on the golf course. So you're starting to practice under pressure, which makes you better at it. And so, and finally, obviously, the camaraderie of the team. You start to meet people. You start to feel like you're out there playing a game and a sport rather than this individualized, overthinking game. And, of course, the last thing is that when you're in a team, it's a lot cheaper. I mean, our programs, you know, we do 20 hours of instruction with 5 playing lessons, green fees, and range balls for $700. So it works out to be about $23 an hour for instruction. And we're the only, I can say that we are the first, because now I've been traveling all over the country sharing these ideas, but we were the first coaching program of its type to guarantee results. And we guarantee our players, if you're shooting 80 or above, 85 or above, we guarantee 10 shots in 10 weeks. And people may see you say, that's insane, that's crazy, no way. Go on our website and look at it. You know, if you show up, you work hard, and you apply the principles, and you don't get better, it's my responsibility. And we'll teach you for free till we get you there. And that's where we're trying to revolutionize golf instruction and leave behind a mark that really takes, you know, junior golf, adult golf, the game of golf, and makes it fun and makes it, hey, I know if I go and see my PGA pro, I'm going to drop 10 shots and I'm really going to enjoy this game. Awesome. And that's what we've done.
Absolutely awesome. I think, you know, the whole concept that the PGA of America is doing, the Little League golf, getting kids mm-hmm. together as teams, that just makes so much sense that they're, A, there's the camaraderie, but B, they're also competing against each other because they can't help it. Kids just do that automatically.
And absolutely.
That's going to just create a lot stronger players instead of being stuck in their little world, which isn't necessarily bad. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it opens whole new possibilities. Now, this is Will Robbins. It's been a pleasure talking with you. You've got to go see the 7 most effective ways to quit golf. When he throws the clubs into the pond, I mean, you can tell he's an instructor, the way he uses each part of his body, you know, all of the muscles. I like the shallow grave, but you've got to go blindfolded. Somebody's got to drive you there. And then there's Compton style. Check it out. Will Robbins Golf, WRGolf.com. Thanks for being on the show.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you. Mary B. Porter King, this is the PGA of America's First Lady of Golf, and she's joining us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get star protection.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. If you're curious about that little league, go to PGAJuniorLeagueGolf.com. PGAJuniorLeagueGolf.com. And you'll find out more. Mary B. Porter King, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle. Good. It's a beautiful day on Kauai.
Did you see that Hunter moon?
That was beautiful.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, I looked at it at... It was 6:30 when I got to the studio, and it was just as bold as could be sitting up there. Beautiful. Mary B. Porter King, PGA First Lady of Golf, founder and president of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, PGA of America, USGA rules official, and of course, we've come to the fall season. All summer long, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association conducting events leading up to the Asia Pacific Junior Cup, the 2013 Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions, and a visit from Suri Pak doing a clinic with the kids. This is fantastic. You are the most busy woman in the game of golf.
Well, I wish I were a junior golfer today, that's for sure.
Yes.
All the opportunities that they have, and I'm so excited for our people, our young people in Hawaii. So we do have the Asia Pacific is next on our list, and in fact, we just sent out all their packing lists, and as you know, we've had some great team events. It's a team event, a Ryder Cup between Japan and Hawaii, and it's our top 16 juniors against their top 16. It's just that it's a little lopsided since they're picking the top 16 from the country of Japan. But we've held our own. We've had some great matches, and very proud of our kids and how they perform.
Absolutely. This is November 3rd to the 5th at Waikoloa Kings Course. Again, as Mary B. said, it's a Ryder Cup-style event, pitting the Hawaii junior golfers against the top golfers from Japan. And every year I'm like, yes, we're coming on strong. We're really good in the teams. And then in the singles, we have a little bit more difficulty, right?
Well, so it's a little difficult when you have someone like Hideki Maruyama playing in it. And I remember, I think Alex Chiarella, I think, had his match, and I think he took him down pretty handily. But they've got, you know, like I said, they're choosing from a country. We're
yes.
choosing from a small state. But our kids, I can tell you, have taken them many times to the last hole, last match. I know Lawrence Chan a couple years ago, last hole, last match it came down to. So I'm really proud of the way our kids have performed.
I am proud of how our kids perform. I'm proud of what you've done creating the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. Is this the fifth year?
No, time flies. It's the seventh. But we couldn't do it without Hilton Grand Vacations because they are our major sponsor. Ethan Wang was one of our juniors. Father Mark Wang is with the Hilton Grand Vacation Group. And they have been a huge supporter. He's the founder of this idea, and they continue to support it every year because they realize how important it is for our kids to have these type of matches, and it's an intercultural exchange besides on the golf course. At the end of the week, I wish you could be there, Danielle, to see the relationships that are built and the camaraderie. And sometimes no one speaks the other language, but at the end of the week, they all speak golf, and they're all laughing and having a great time.
Maybe one day I could come over and, like, help work the event, do something.
We always...
pass up. Do you need volunteers for these events?
We always need volunteers, yes, very much so. We have some great volunteers, but we always need more. I'd love people to get involved. And it's a great ticket. They get to watch what will be the next great players in the game.
Yeah, yeah. And something else that's happening. I don't know if you realize that the Jenny Kay, you know, it's every year at Mid-Pacific Country Club. The top amateur girls are coming over from Japan to play in the Jenny Kay. And I thought to myself, where are they finding out about the Jenny Kay? It's not like it's a, you know, internationally talked about event. It's fairly small, right?
Right, but I believe they're hearing from our kids.
Yeah. I think so, too. I think so, too. I think this is completely changing the dynamics, giving the kids from Japan also new avenues to come further west, you know, and something like the Jenny K is a good way for them to test their skills in a new environment and figure it all out. It's wonderful what's happening here. Now, speaking of Hilton Hotel Hawaii Golf Clinic with Siri Pak Sweepstakes. This was a round trip to Hawaii on Hawaiian Air. Two nights at Hilton on Oahu or Maui and three nights at the Hilton Waikoloa Village on the Big Island. And a golf clinic with Siri Pak on December 7th with a post-game dinner. Now that's what the Anybody 21 and Older group could win if they, you know, they filled out the sweepstakes form and they get chosen. But I understand that the Hawaii junior golfers are getting a special treat when Siri is in town.
They are. They contacted me a couple months ago and asked if it would be a good idea to have our kids involved with Siri and do a clinic and have them play with her. And of course I said yes. What an amazing opportunity. One of the best players in the world. And really the main reason that golf in Korea for young girls has skyrocketed. But and obviously Sayri's passion is junior golf as well. So between Hawaiian Airlines and Hilton Worldwide, they decided to have the top players from each island come in, and I lobbied to make sure that a boy and girl from each island had that opportunity. So I just think it's going to be an amazing opportunity for our young people to just want to meet her and then be able to play with her as well.
Okay, speaking of top, how do you determine who is the top player?
It's all based, one of my goals in starting the HSJGA was to never be in a position to select a child, that they had to earn their position. So what was decided in the conversations with Hilton and Hawaiian Airlines was that it would be the top junior off of our point list, our year-long point list, from each island. So that's how it's selected.
Excellent. So in case, you know, this is all new chartered territory for you, you're listening, what happens is, as I said, all summer long, these kids are out playing in these events, whether it's Maui, Oahu, Big Island, Kauai, and they're earning points. It's just like being on a tour, isn't it, Mary B?
It is. It's very similar to the money list is what it is. It's their point list, and that's how they earn their positions. And the more they play and the better they play, the more opportunities that are provided. So
and that's how they get into the Asia Pacific Junior Cup, and that's how they get into the Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions. And it's just fabulous. Some of the things that, I mean, just some of the opportunities that the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association provides for the kids is this opportunity to learn the game, play the game, and then benefit for their hard work. And that would be being able to play and meet Siri Pak. And sometimes Larry Mize was so cool to do the clinic for the kids during the Pacific Lynx Hawaii Championship at Kapolei.
Right.
It's those kinds of opportunities that I think you're making available. Can we take a break and come back and talk about the 2013 Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions?
You bet.
Excellent. We'll be back. We're talking with Mary B. Porter King. She's the PGA of America First Lady of Golf. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound. Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Jewel-Eye LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
I love that local rule. If we could only do it. At Poipu Bay, they've got the practice and play. It's a three-hole program for $25. This is so cool, okay? For $25, you can go and use the practice facility at 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 when it closes, let's say, and then go out and play three holes of golf with a cart. And that's only $25. And you get the range balls, and you get the cart, and you get three holes, 1, 2, and 3, and it's a 3, 4, and 5, and you get to practice. I mean, it's a really, really good deal. So if you're thinking about holiday gift giving, a gift card from Poipu Bay, let's say $100 for your golfer, okay? They get to go 4 times after work, practice and play at Poipu Bay. It's perfect for after. Now, if you'd like to play a round of golf today at Poipu, there's a 1 o'clock and a 1:50. And if you'd like to play at Olomana, there's a 9:46. You can get to that one. And at Wailea Emerald Course, there's an 8:44, a 9:20, and a 10:14. And, of course, I am segueing from Emerald Course into Mary B. Porter King, PGA of America, First Lady of Golf, the founder of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. The Emerald Course is where the 2013 Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions will be played. Excellent. Wailea has been so supportive of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. You've been playing there for, okay, how many years?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's probably close to 12 or 13 years, I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
They've been so supportive of us every year. And, of course, now that Michelle has, she played in it as a junior, and now she's back as the sponsor. And last year she came, and I can tell you that she couldn't have been a better host. And she was so great with the kids. We had some sponsors. Danielle Tucker was there. I thought that she was just fabulous with the sponsors and with the kids. So
it was wonderful. It was really wonderful. And Michelle Wee is wonderful with the kids. And she's wonderful with a sponsor. She gave us a clinic. If you'd like to be a sponsor, you need to get in touch with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. It's right in the phone book. And you can volunteer for any of the events. You know, get on the list. Get on the waiting list. That makes it always sound like it's, you know, very difficult. Get on the waiting list to be a volunteer. Be a sponsor. And when Michelle gave us a clinic, there were only about, 30 of us at the most.
Yeah, that's the most, 25 maybe.
Yeah, it was great. And Mark Rolfing was doing on-course commentating. So it was a great experience. And we had dinner with Michelle Wee, and she was at the awards banquet for all of the Tournament of Champions players. And it was just she gave everything.
She did. We're planning it again for this year.
In addition to that, she's helping raise money through the Indiegogo.com projects. And is there a link on your website to that?
Not yet. She has a new agent, and it's been a little difficult. As you know, that tour's over in Asia right now, and we've had a hard time connecting. So, but it'll be up soon, so please look for it.
Yes.
We'll make sure that we put a press release out as soon as it's available.
Excellent. It's the 2013 Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions. Of course, she was an alumnus of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, the 2002 TOC champion, 15 to 18 girls division, and now she's a title sponsor. It's pretty darn awesome. And
full circle.
Full circle, yeah?
Yeah. It
really, really wonderful. Let me ask you a couple of questions, just kind of curious what you think. A PGA of America is thinking about taking the PGA Championship internationally, maybe every couple of, well, once or twice a decade, going someplace outside of the country.
Well, I read that. As you know, right now they take their Grand Slam out of the country as well. It used to be here on Kauai, but it's no longer, so they've taken that out. And I think that basically started several years ago, even when I was on their board in conversations, and that they want to be the worldwide leaders for professional golfers around the world. So, and I think that they see an opportunity to, you know, to promote the game. It's really their objective on this. So it'll be interesting to see if they do it. I know they're just exploring the idea right now.
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of pros, a lot of people are like, well, this is a PGA of America, so why are you going out? But there are PGAs that kind of copied the PGA of America around the world, that look to the PGA of America for guidance, kind of like they follow the thumbprint or the blueprint that the PGA of America has created.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
They want to be the leaders.
Yeah, they do. And they are, you know, they are the leaders. And so I think it's interesting, and the global game is coming on so strong, and watching Hideki Maruyama play is a true thrill. So we've got the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup coming up. This is the Ryder Cup-style event at Waikoloa King's Course. It's November 3rd to the 5th. And the boys, Tyler Munetake, PJ Samier, John Oda, Ariel Elfman, Hansen, Keegan Liu, Kyle Supa, Sean Liu, Spencer Dunaway, Remington Hirano, Justin Nan, they all made the team. And on the girls' side, Zoe Akagi-Buston, Kristen Lee, Alanis Sakuma, Kaylin Ng, Kimberly Miyamoto, and Aiko Leong. Congratulations to the whole team for making it. And what's next? Are we all pow with the junior events?
No, we're not. So there's also, for those listening, for the adults listening, there's great opportunities for them to participate and learn more about the program, because during the Asia Pacific, there's a junior AM. I'm sorry, the dates are actually a little bit earlier. They're playing a little bit early. It does go through the 5th. But that Saturday is a junior AM, and I say people a couple of years ago got to play with Hideki Maruyama, and our young people like Alex Cheng, who's out there on the tour, and Cassie Sagawa, who's now ranked one of the top college players, and on and on and on with the successes of our young people. And I noticed also that you have Acura is one of your sponsors, and that doesn't surprise me, because Dan Keppel is sponsoring the Skills Challenge, and that, again, is another opportunity for our kids during the Sony to participate. But for your adult listeners, they have an opportunity to play at Kikio, Kuala Lai, and Nanea in early January. So if they just go to our website, we'll have information there for them. And to support junior golf and also play a day with champions at Nanea with the top senior, or they call Champions Tour players, on the money list. So lots of opportunities, and we're just gearing up for next year right now.
Excellent, excellent. So if we want to volunteer, if we want to donate to Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, if we want to be in the Junior AM and play with a junior golfer on the Big Island, where do we go?
Just go to our website, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, and if you would like, send us an email, and we'll send you the application to participate.
Excellent.
It's a great opportunity. And like I said, who knows who you'll be paired with, possibly the next Hideki Maruyama, which would be quite a treat.
Yeah, and can we become members of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association?
How old are you, Danielle?
Over 18.
Yeah, you're over 18. Well, you can play through 18. It's just now, if you're more than 19, you're out. But it's really easy. It's $35 for the year that juniors can participate with the HSAGA. We have all levels of participation and opportunities for all children to participate. And it's a way to get them involved. And I say for $35 for the year, they become a member to the Hawaii State Golf Association, the USGA, and the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. So it's a pretty darn good deal, and it just opens a lot of doors and provides them opportunities going forward.
You always have great clinics, you know, that you teach the kids the rules of the game. And when the Executive Women's Golf Association, and you don't need to be an executive to be a part of the Executive Women's Golf Association, it's really to get women, the EWGA, to get women who maybe don't know anything about the game of golf, to get them involved in golf, and it be safe. You don't have to have a gin. You can work towards one as you learn the game, then you get your gin. Then you can, like, become a Hawaii State Women's Golf Association member. But, Mary B., who would you recommend for a rules clinic? I know you're very busy, but we were thinking about doing a rules clinic for beginners so the people can kind of get a sense of that sort of thing as they get comfortable in the game.
Well, is this for the executive women?
Yeah.
I'm always happy to help if I'm available, I enjoy teaching it, and I teach it outside because I'm a little dyslexic, so I prefer to see it and feel it as opposed to listen to it. So,
oh, we'd love that.
Yeah, so if you want, let me know and see if we can arrange something.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll make sure that we, you know, figure that out as our board gets together and consider something maybe 6 months in advance, get several different dates and see if we can work it out. Mary B. Porter King, having you teach us the rules on the golf course would be such an honor and a privilege. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Danielle, and thank you for all you do for the game.
Thanks. And we're going to come back and talk with a woman who is on the board putting together an event that's happening at the Mid-Pacific Country Club very soon. It's a charity event, and we're going to start featuring more of the people and the charities that are putting on golf tournaments across the state to raise money for their charities. It's a huge undertaking. Thank you, Mary B., for being on the show.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All righty, but before we talk with Beth Whitehead, we're going to talk with my travel guru extraordinaire, Michael Patrick Shields, host of Michigan State Radio, 12 radio stations. He's also on television. He's like right in the Capitol looking out at all the politicians wandering around going, what have they been doing for us lately? And Michael Patrick Shields, welcome to the show.
Buenos dias, amigo.
Buenos dias, Royal Isabella. You're just back from Puerto Rico, or are you still there?
Yeah, I was in Puerto Rico this week, another island destination. Not a bad deal being a travel writer, but
sure isn't.
There are some similarities in that, for instance, you have statehood in Hawaii. Puerto Rico does not yet have statehood, and the people that I talked to there at Royal Isabella, Charlie Passerell, says he thinks someday Puerto Rico will get statehood, but not in the near future because of political ramifications and so forth. But the good news for people who want to travel to Puerto Rico is you don't need a passport, just like Hawaii. You don't have to stand in line at immigration. You don't have to go through customs. You use American dollars, but in a similar way to Hawaii, you have a feeling of an international experience. You know what I mean? Hawaii is not like Ohio, and Puerto Rico isn't either. So when you get to these places, the minute you land, you feel like you're in another country, I think, to a large degree. And you can do that in Puerto Rico without having to have a passport. And I think you probably know only a third of Americans even carry passports. So if you want to go somewhere and have an international experience without having to leave the country, technically, because Puerto Rico is a territory, well, that's a good place to do it.
I'm looking at some of the pictures on your Facebook page, and I'm looking at the book that we were going over when you were here. It seems like yesterday you were sitting right across from me in this room.
Yeah,
I know.
That was great.
It was great. Golf Club World, Diana DeLuca, Behind the Gates, and you were going through the book. He's looking at, we were looking, of course, Royal Hawaiian Country Club is featured in the book, but then he went through, he goes, I'm going there. And I said, where are you going? He said, Royal Isabella in Puerto Rico. And it's really something. So I was looking for it in the book. And the thing that stood out for me was the clubhouse. What an interesting architecture.
It's funny that you say that, because when Charlie and Stanley Passerell, who were really well known in the tennis business, Charlie was a world-class player, played at Wimbledon and played in all the majors, and he's the one who invented that tennis tournament in Indian Wells, California, that became the fifth biggest tennis tournament in the world behind the Grand Slam event. And he ran around with Frank Sinatra and Johnny Carson and all the celebrities and returned to Puerto Rico to start this development. And it is about 90 miles from, about 90 minutes, 2 hours by car, 90 minutes from San Juan Airport. So when you get there, out toward Aguadilla, it's, you are out there. And Imagine if they started building Kaanapali with one hotel and one golf course, and they said, one day we're going to have a development here like Kaanapali. That's what we're talking about at this point. It's in the infancy. However, what they have built so far, one golf course, and you say hotel, it's a restaurant and clubhouse with casitas, and these casitas are built into the side of the mountain. So you are 300 feet over the sea, looking at the sunrise, and if you were to look at it from the shore or look at it from land, you'd say, well, where is the place? Because they've been very environmentally sensitive to use what the landscape has given them, and there is no high rise. It's all built so that you feel like you're out, you know, in the jungle.
Wow. Well, I can see the clubhouse, and I'm not sure what to call that little turret that comes up, but it's not. It's almost like a very, very, very old castle walls.
Yeah. They said that, you know, that in terms of architecture, they didn't want to be Italian, they didn't want to be Tuscan, they didn't want to be Mediterranean, they didn't want to be. They said, we wanted to invent our own style.
They did.
And so that's what they did. They invented their own style. And I'm like, son of a gun. They did the same thing with the golf course, too. And while you're out there, you'll see a little of Whistling Straits. You'll see a little of TPC Sawgrass. You'll see a little, you'll see a little bit of Pebble Beach. You'll see a little bit of Royal Port Rush.
I see that in the pictures that I'm looking at in Golf Club World, the magazine. Now, the restaurants and some of the thing about this book is it's got some of the, you know, things that they make, some of the recipes, and then they have pictures of what they've made, and it's like, huh, is the food as good as it looks?
Well, it's funny, that's a funny story, too, because their executive chef is in New York. He's one of those very famous celebrity chefs, but what they do is, he only visits a couple times a year, but they send their staff up to New York for 2 weeks of very disciplined training, and their on-site chef was a caddy. And one day, it was in the infancy a couple of years ago, they needed someone to cook real quick. And he said, well, let me in the kitchen. I'll make something for the staff. And they ate lunch, and they said, you're fired as being a caddy. You're now going into the kitchen. And so now this young guy went from caddy to being the chef, and he just loves it.
Now, you're not, are you talking about Jose Carls, the executive chef? He lives in New York?
No, their executive chef is in New York, but their on-site chef is the one you're seeing in that book.
Jose Carls.
Yeah.
Ah, he was the great junior golfer in Puerto Rico, who then was fired as a caddy, and now he's the executive chef on-site. Wow.
That's him. He's the sweetest, nicest little unassuming guy, and And he said, when we go to New York for that training, it's two hard weeks of learning in the kitchen. But he just loves to come back and loves to talk food. And so, yeah, when you go there now, if you go there now, it's a clubby experience as opposed to a resort experience. There's no gift shop and there's no, you know, it's like you're staying at someone's private home, like the Passerell's private home.
Wow.
So you know, if you're ever inclined to be in that part of the world, now is the time to go because you, you know, you won't see anybody hardly on the golf course. You can just have a marvelous time. Those casitas have the biggest showers I've ever seen. I've stayed in apartments that were about the size of the showers and with multiple, you know, they had, I think, 8 different shower heads in one shower room and the doors and the rain shower, and they open to the balcony so you can have an indoor-outdoor experience. And, you know, once you're in your casita, you really don't need clothes the whole time.
Wow. This sounds like Rockefeller making Mauna Kea, you know? Everybody said, yeah. What in the world are you doing, Mauna Kea? You're in the middle of a lava field, and there's no water, and you're crazy. And now the whole Kohala Coast has fabulous resorts and beautiful hotels, you know. And
now, imagine that kind of vision. Huh?
And that is amazing vision. And now the casita, you say that that's, let's say, your quote-unquote hotel room, but it's built down into the cliff?
Yes, they have a waterfall. It's surrounded by trees. So, for instance, each casita is private, and you could walk, you can be in your, you have your own private pool that looks like an infinity type pool that looks down over the sea.
Wow.
And you're completely self-contained in each one on your own. So
wow.
You can sleep with the doors open and watch the sun come up or be in your own private pool. And all of it, you would never know it's there if you're walking by. It's just so beautifully laid into the flora and the fauna. And that's just the respect that they have for the gorgeous nature of the land is really outstanding. And they'll tell you that about the golf course, too, that they didn't want to move dirt. They didn't want to, you know, it's fashionable to say that now, but these people really did it.
Yeah, got it. KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. That was our nod to the FCC. Let's get back to Michael Patrick Shields traveling around the world. Are you going to write something that we can read about this? Where can we read?
My travel columns are syndicated in various newspapers, but you can find everything at traveltattler.com. Traveltattler.com, that has recommended resorts and courses and restaurants, and there's a library there of all the places I've visited. So all of my syndicated work in either magazines or newspapers is also warehoused there at traveltattler.com.
And why, you know, not only you were in Puerto Rico, and I think Golf Channel Morning Drive sent Matt Janella to Puerto Rico. Why Puerto Rico all of a sudden? Is it sort of a high? This morning I saw somebody talking about Puerto Rico, the destination. Is it just that time of year to promote Puerto Rico, or are they having a festival over there?
Well, Donald Trump just got involved a couple of years ago in Puerto Rico, and the trick of it is that what they need are more rooms. They need more hotel rooms. As Charlie told me, they only have 5,000 hotel rooms for tourists. And they have everything. They have all the sunshine you can want, the great weather, the ability to get in and out with no trouble because it's the U.S. territory, and what they need is more product. And so with the Donald involvement now, and the PGA Tour holds an event there,
right.
And investment like the Passerelles have done with this quality, that's why it's getting attention. So I was lucky to go there, and I'll be eager to go back in 10 years and see where they've come. But I tell you, if you get the chance, now's the time to go. And
now, yes.
Have that real, real out there experience.
Yes. There's tennis courts, yoga classes, the private country club, the casitas,
yep.
A 5-star restaurant, all of it. And you get to get away and have your privacy with your own personal pool. That's amazing. Michael Patrick Shields, as host of Michigan State Radio, 12 radio stations, that's the last count that I got, and on television as well. He's also an author and of many books. I didn't realize that you were J.P. McCarthy's last assistant, producer?
Yeah, I was his producer for the last 5 years of his life. He had 3 producers in his life. He was Radio Hall of Famer. And nationally known, and so I was just a kid, and he would say, you know, I've got socks older than you, and I learned a lot from him, and he loved golf and loved boating and so forth. And so I'm lucky to. Everyone had a mentor at some point, right? No matter what
yes.
industry you're in, what
yes.
business you're in. And the fact that Charlie Passerell was telling me a story. He had the record at Wimbledon when he played tennis for having the longest match in the history of Wimbledon. He had a match that took 125 games to resolve.
Wow.
And you remember just a couple of years ago, they had a match that stretched over 3 days, and I think it went 178 games.
Yes.
That broke Charlie's record. And he was talking about the fact that he played against his mentor in that it was an opening round match for 125 games, and when it was over, his mentor beat him. And poor Charlie had 7 match points that he could have won, but he just couldn't convert it. And when it was over, he was numb, and he went in the locker room, and he just sat there, and his mentor who beat him came over and put his arm around him and said, "Kid, I was lucky today." And
wow.
And Charlie got emotional, you know, even telling the story all these years later. And so his mentor obviously was very important to him, too.
Wow. Yeah, you know, beating your mentor, there's got to be something going on in your brain about that, too, you know?
Yeah, you would think so. Huh?
It's like, you know, the dad thing, you know, beating dad.
Yeah.
But on a deeper level, because it comes natural to want to beat your parent. That's part of the evolution. You know, child takes over and becomes the alpha dog.
Yeah.
But
by the way, my Coalina story is at TravelTaddler.com now, too. TravelTaddler.com from my visit last week. And there'll actually be a new posting there tomorrow or later tomorrow, too, about the some time that I spent in that Coalina area for people who, I was only there a couple weeks ago, and the stories are already, you know, making their way around the newspapers and also on that site. So if you're interested to see what I thought about Coalina, what I did out there, that's where you can find it.
TravelTaddler.com. And yep. Michael Patrick Shields, in addition to writing Just Don't Tell Them Where I Am, I love that. Good Bounces, Bad Lies, The Autobiography of Ben Wright, Speak Right, A Literate Guide to the Game of Golf, Works of Art, The Golf Course Designs of Arthur Hills, Secrets of the Great Golf Course Architects, Donald Trump's Best Golf Advice I Ever Received, My Dad and Me with Larry King, and, you know, if you like the Short Game for Dummies, I like that. Golf Short Game for Dummies. Thank you, Michael Patrick Shields, for being on the show.
Great to hear your voice, and aloha.
Aloha. We'll be talking again from wherever you happen to be on the planet, because you
are. Anguilla is next, the Cuisinart Resort there, and that'll be in early November.
Excellent. Until then, aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound. Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuleye LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
Wow, what a beautiful day. let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
It is a gorgeous day. It's a perfect day to get outside. In fact, let me give you the forecast, just in case you'd like to know which way the wind is going to blow. How about, like, in variable? You definitely will be throwing grass. if you're trying to figure out the winds when you... maybe you won't even need to, because they're only 5 to 10 miles an hour, so there's barely a breeze blowing outside. But you can count on it being hot and sunny. And the north-facing shores make it more of that hot, sunny weather, mostly sunny on the morning side, partly cloudy and sunny, and just a little bit of everything today. The high today between 82 and 87, depending where you are. And again, those winds are variable to 15 miles an hour, more like 5 to 15. It's going to be very still. It's a good day to get out and take a lesson. I'm going to go take a lesson with Charlie at Mamala Bay, part of our Executive Women's Golf Association events that are going on, EWGA. But then I'm going to go over to Kapolei, because at Kapolei, Jerry King is doing the great Speedblade and SLDR tuning event. And that's from 10 o'clock this morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So you should go out there and check it out, because they'll be doing club fitting and all that good stuff. Now, if you're on the windward side, you want to go over to Ko'olau and take a lesson, if you can, with Alan Ano. He's an authorized golfing machine instructor, and he's just a really great person. He used to be over at Wailea. So all of these opportunities, there are golf instructors waiting to help you learn the game. And there's a couple of other things that I want to just mention. There's some tee times that I want to share with you. At Kapolei, there's an 11:26. So if you go out, you know, and get a new club, you can go play it at 11:26. Ko'olina has a 10:08. The Royal Hawaiian Country Club is a 10:20. Olomana has the 9:46, and they have tee times in the later in the day, too. And Wailea's Gold Course has a 1:05. There's a 9:32, a 10:12, and 11:16. Makalei, 9:32, 10:12. And Volcano has a 9:30 and 11:06. And at Poipu, where the Hawaii Hotel Association is playing, there's a 1 o'clock, a 1:50. And if you get a Travis Matthews shirt, have you seen the Travis Matthews shirts? They're really nice. Now, if you pick one up, you'll get a hat. Yes, a hat comes free with a Travis Matthews shirt. Let's see, you can get the shirt for myself, give the hats to my... All these different opportunities for us to go and have fun. And you can also pick up a gift card while you're at Poipu Bay. Because, you know, I'm really in favor of the practice and play program that I wish more golf courses would do. Something Poipu Bay Golf Course has started. Practice and play. It's a three-hole program for $25. If you go in and practice, let's say, okay, you use the practice facility, you get free range balls, part of the $25, use of the practice facility, it closes at 5, then you get a golf cart, and then you go and use the first three holes of the course, 4, 5, and 3. It's par 4, 5, and 3, 1, 2, and 3, okay? So it's perfect for after work. You don't have time for 9, you don't definitely have time for 18. You just got out of the office. But you'd like to kind of stretch and, you know, get outside and practice a little bit. $25, you get three holes, cart, range balls, and the practice facility. Awesome. Okay. Let's see now. We've got a great event coming up, and I'm going to be there. And it's on Monday, and it's at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. It is the annual golf tournament that benefits women and girls in Hawaii. And the Women's Fund is opening its annual golf tournament to men this year. Okay? So it's not just girls, it's guys. Kind of like the EWGA. Guys can join too. We're not going to be exclusive like that. The annual golf tournament is on Monday at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Registration's at 10:30. Shotgun start at 12 noon. And to tell us all about it is the chair of the board of the event. And Beth Whitehead joins us. Beth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. When did you start getting involved in golf?
I actually played in the Women's Fund tournament 3 years ago as a guest of some friends. fell in love with golf and started playing the following year. So I've been playing about 2 years now.
So you were bowled and went and got into one of these charity events without knowing the game?
I did. They convinced me it was a scramble and it didn't matter that I was horrible, and I was. But I caught the golf bug.
They convinced you that you could be horrible in a scramble. That's funny.
And that it would still be fun. And it was just a great time to be out on the golf course and to enjoy my friend's company. And we had so much fun that I decided I needed to take some lessons and start playing golf.
Who did you, do you mind telling me who you took lessons with?
I actually took lessons with Robert at Mid-Pack Country Club.
Excellent. You know all the guys over at Mid-Pack.
Yeah.
Great guys. And, you know, the thing about it is I'm there's Charlie at Mamala. There's Jerry King today over at Kapolei. Alan Ono at Ko'olau. You know, whatever's close.
Right. I just recently joined the EWGA, so I'm hoping to sign up for some lessons that are offered through the...
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Charlie at Mamala is one. You know, Tess Baracchio and P.E. Lonnie and I were all going to go over today and take a lesson with Charlie. And that's part of the EWGA. Of course, it brings, I had my guest on this morning, Will Robbins, and he said, you know, if you take, he thinks that coaching people, teaching people, he considers it coaching them, bringing out the best inside you. That doing it as a group is actually better because the teacher will teach you something like Charlie taught me something last week, and then he went and worked with Tess and talked to Tess. And so while he was talking to Tess, it took the pressure. He wasn't watching me anymore, and I get to just try it. And then he comes back over to see how you're doing.
Take some of the stress off being watched.
Yeah. Nice. It was very nice. It made me feel confident because when I was successful, and then I wasn't successful. And then he'd say, let's try another successful one. And then I did, oh, yes, success. And then I'd stop. Don't want to go any further than that. Can I still play? Let's say if I haven't signed up yet.
Absolutely. Come out Monday morning and register. I believe we're going to open the registration at 10:30, and we will take walk-ups. And if you don't have a foursome, we'll assign you to a team that needs a player. Or if you've got a foursome, that's great. We still have plenty of spots left.
Excellent. It's a scramble format, so you don't have to be good, right?
That's right. You can be a beginning golfer and still have a great day and do something good. You can help women and girls in Hawaii.
Yes. Now, the Women's Fund of Hawaii, tell us about, you know, I have the supports innovative grassroots programs that benefit women and girls, but tell us.
Right. We basically support through grant money small organizations within the state that are doing amazing things out there to support women and girls, to empower women. A lot of neat grants that we've done in the past few years. The women's reading program through the prisons, where they really go in and teach women in prison to read and write, so that they have better skills to get jobs after they get out. We sponsored the Women in Film recently, and they had a camp for young girls to learn filmmaking. So a lot of great organizations that we've sponsored through our grants in the past few years.
Interesting, because people, women, children, and when I say children, I'm talking about young adults, because they still are children, working into becoming adults. They're able to express themselves through film. That's a very interesting way.
Right.
Of allowing that.
Yeah, another great grant we supported was the aeronautics. It was sending girls to camp where they could learn that they could be pilots and astronauts, and
oh, wow.
And just showing girls that they can grow up and have all the possibilities in the world.
Now, most of the Women's Fund of Hawaii addresses issues of like violence, adolescent pregnancy, low self-esteem, physical, mental
health.
Certainly,
a lot of grants that support, you know, women coming out of domestic violence situations and you know, violent households, trying to show women that there's a way out.
Right. But and also sports inequalities. I thought that was interesting.
Absolutely.
In which way can you does the Hawaii Women's Fund work?
We had a grant recently that was supporting a coaching program for girls and showing them that getting involved in sports would help them find ways out of bullying situations in local high schools and really empower girls to get involved in rugby, and by getting involved in sports, they had a team atmosphere and a collective environment where they saw that bullying and getting into drugs and things like that were not productive. And so getting involved in sports really gave them a better purpose in life.
Excellent. And the team experience and how I tell us about the bullying facet of it is interesting.
Right. There's a lot of programs that are being implemented in schools now to really combat bullying in schools, especially among young girls. And it's so devastating on self-esteem for young girls to endure bullying and to be a bully. So a lot of great programs out there that the Women's Fund have supported in the past few years to really address bullying.
I'm glad. I was bullied as a child in fifth and fourth grade. And when you say that, you know, it's difficult on the bulliers, I find that very difficult to comprehend.
Well, I think that there's some inherent unhappiness for someone to become a bully. And so I think there's a lot of programs out there that really address, you know, why someone would be that way.
Right, right. There's always two sides to the story.
Right.
Now, how did you get involved in the Women's Fund of Hawaii?
You know, I went to a tea and champagne event. That's the Women's Fund does two main fundraisers every year, and we basically grant most of the money we raise. And so the one event is tea and champagne, where it's a fundraising event. It used to be held at the Plaza Club, now at the Kahala Hotel. It's grown larger. And one of the grantees came and spoke, and I was just amazed by the story and the difference that the Women's Fund grant had made in their program, and I wanted to get involved. So I actually volunteered to serve on the Women's Fund grant committee. The Women's Fund always has non-board members serve on the grant committee, where they review all of the grant applications that come in every year. And I just thought it was a great organization, and so I got involved first through the grant committee, and then I ultimately joined the board. And this year I'm chair, so it's just a fantastic organization and does some great things in the community.
Excellent. Beth Whitehead is the Chief Administrative Officer and oversees a wide range of functions at American Savings Bank. And when I was looking at your bio, Beth, I was interested in seeing what you did to become who you are today. And in college, you got a degree in English,
yes.
A Bachelor's of Arts degree in English. Now, see, my niece is at Mills, and she's pursuing a Bachelor of Arts in English. And sometimes she has a hard time telling her mom, who's a very accomplished woman in finance, why she's taking this English. It doesn't seem...
It doesn't seem career-driven.
No.
I understand that. I heard that when I was in college as well.
Right, and so, but here you are, after getting your bachelor's arts degree in English, then you went to the University of Arkansas School of Law, your Juris Doctorate, and here you are, American Savings Bank. So why the English? I'm just curious.
Well, I actually did start out in accounting, and I changed my major midway through college. So I do have a minor, in accounting.
Mm-hmm.
So I had classes in the business school, but I did love, I loved reading, I loved writing, and I felt like going into law school that having a strong background in writing and expressing myself would be a key in law school.
Oh.
And it was surprising. There were a lot of people in my law school class that had English and history degrees. So You can make a career out of any degree. Our CFO at American Savings Bank, who was with the bank for 30-plus years, had a college degree in biology. So your degree is certainly a great starting point, but you can take your career in any direction you want to.
Absolutely, absolutely. See, and that's, you know, but it also told me when you were just saying that you and your, even though people were saying, English? What are you going to do with English? you had something in the back of your mind that was going to take you further. It was law, and having English in your background, of course, you'd need that for writing, for the endless writing that you would be doing as a lawyer or in a career in law. I always like to ask my guests, especially someone like yourself, who's giving back to the community the way you are in such a big way, how you got to where you are today. So the people listening, whether it's a parent, a grandparent, or a young person not sure what they should do with themselves or how what their career path is going to be, just kind of give them some insight into that. So we have the Women's Fund of Hawaii Golf Tournament. It is co-ed. Why did you decide to let the guys in?
Well, you know, we feel like that men believe that women's issues are important as well. Men love golf, and our goal is to raise the most money possible to support the Women's Fund. So we felt like that it would be a fun day to include a co-ed tournament. And last year we had several men request to play, and we realized, hey, let's let them. So we just opened it up this year.
I'm so glad.
It's going to be a fun day.
Yeah. Okay, so the tournament uses a scramble format, 20% team handicap, max is 36, four-person teams, because it's men and women, and the maximum two putts, okay?
Right.
The cost is $750 for the team, $200 for an individual. Fun, food, prizes, and golf. You know the drill. It's a
it
whole lot of
It doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't. And did you, when you started this, did you know how much work went into putting together a golf tournament?
I did not. I might not have volunteered to be golf chair, but... It's a lot of fun.
It is. It is. It's just, you go, wow. The best thing to do is to have a like Mid-Pacific Country Club. They've done this before.
Right.
They can really hold your hand and guide you through the process, which is the beauty of, we have so many golf professionals who do this for so many different charities. It's the Women's Fund of Hawaii 10th Annual Golf Tournament, four-person team, co-ed, Mid-Pacific Country Club. 10:30 is registration, so go over early. You're not doing anything Monday, right? So go, if you're just by yourself, you don't have a team, it doesn't matter. You're going to have fun. You're going to play a gorgeous golf course that you probably wouldn't be able to play because you can only play if you're a member or you know somebody. So now you know somebody. You know the Women's Fund of Hawaii Golf Tournament that's on Monday, this coming Monday, 10:30 registration, 12 o'clock the shotgun start. And it's to support innovative grassroots programs that benefit women and girls in Hawaii. Is there anything I left out, Beth Whitehead?
No, I think that it's just we're going to have a great day. It's going to be sunny and beautiful, I hope, and it's going to be for a good cause. So please come join us.
And Beth got into golf because she was told that she didn't have to play because, hey, it's just a scramble, so you don't have to be good. And sure enough, she went and had a good time. Then she decided she was going to take up the game. That was 3 years ago. And now she's a member of the Executive Women's Golf Association. You don't have to be an executive to join. You just have to want to come and have fun, learn the game. You don't know how to play? Doesn't matter. You don't have to have a gin. It's a really good organization, and we have a lot of fun. I can't wait to meet you.
I know. I look forward to seeing you on Monday.
Excellent. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Beth Whitehead. And get over to Mid-Pacific Country Club and have a great day. So that kind of brings our show to a close, and we're just having just more fun. Today I'm going to go take a lesson, and I suggest that you do that. If you're struggling with your game, you can't figure it out, go and take a clinic. You can look at the EWGA meetup site and see what we're doing. You can just come over. You don't have to be a member first couple of times, and you can just find out, see what the instructor can help you with. You never know. It could be just something as simple as how you're holding the club. Maybe don't realize that you're not standing quite right. Maybe your posture is a little bit off. Maybe, as Will Robbins was talking, maybe your mindset is all wrong. Maybe you're trying too hard. Maybe you shouldn't be practicing quite so much. Give yourself a break. Laugh a little bit. Have fun. It is supposed to be fun. It's a sport. And if you'd like to share the fun of golf with somebody, you don't know what to give them, you know? And how about a Poipu Bay gift card? I'm telling you, with the program they have, the $25, play three holes, use the practice facility, you get the golf cart and range balls. It's a wonderful way. Give them a gift certificate. It'll last longer. They'll get a couple of times to go to the golf course instead of just once. It's a really great idea. That's at Poipu Bay, and it's the gift that keeps on giving. You can have a grand time. Makalei has an 11-16. Poipu has a 150. And Hawaii Kai, I didn't get their tee times, but Kapolei has an 11-26. And that's where Jerry King, TaylorMade, they're showing off their new blades. So get on over, 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Another opportunity for you. I want to thank the people who make the golf club possible. Acura of Honolulu. And now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense because, you know, with this much traffic, you better be riding in comfort. After yesterday, wow, did we need a hug. The Acura RLX and Acura RLX Advance. Go test drive. Those cars are beautiful. Poipu Bay Golf Course, another beauty. 18 championship holes. It is stunning. and Robert John Jones Jr. didn't move a lot of dirt. He just made Poipu Bay gorgeous. A unique, unforgettable golf experience. If you feel intimidated at any golf course, just tee it forward. Don't try to kill yourself out there. Have fun. And Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment, for protection for your home, for your business, for your concert, any special event. Get the Star team on your property. They'll assess the threat, and then they'll put together a protection program for you. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.